Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning I just have a number of things. I'm sort of saying this and that, although many of the items are related to food and to Christmas time. But starting out with a non-Christmas item, this is looking ahead into 2016. Yep, that's not very far away, actually. And we have people asking already about the Garden Seminar, the annual, and this will be the 17th, Spring Garden Seminar, sponsored by the Master Gardeners in Cass County, and it's held in Atlantic. What's the date? Well, mark this on your calendar. Look ahead to somewhere you have already gotten a new 2016 calendar, or put it on a sticky note to remind you, March 19. A little early, but one of the things that must be done is to find a place to hold this, and that means finding spaces for between 250 and 300 people and dividing into workshops, and so lots of requirements, and the Atlantic High School is the best place that we've found to do that. So that means we need to find a space on their calendar, and that space this year is March 19. So mark March 19 on your calendar for the Garden Seminar. We are working on recruiting speakers right now. And when I say we, that includes the Master Gardeners. And, you know, we call them the Cass County Master Gardeners. But members come from other counties. And one of those is James Bradley. He lives in Clarinda. And then there's Carolyn Hartman, who lives near Cumberland. And Teresa Hansen, who does live in Atlantic. And myself are all working on recruiting speakers. We try to get people to talk about things that, well, this year, on the evaluation sheet, we ask people what they'd like to hear about next year. So those are at the top of our list in terms of topics that we'd like to find speakers and workshop presenters. If you've not been to the Garden Seminar before, well, you'll want to check that out. We'll be sending out brochures, having the brochures available after the beginning of the year, and you can take a look at the keynote speakers and at least 10 different topics for breakout sessions. It's a good time. So March 19th, put that on your calendar to be sure that you know when the Garden Seminar is going to be held. Well, moving on, or back, maybe I should say, to Christmas time. Yes, it's that time. Do you plan to make lots of different things? Cookies, candies, bars, maybe breads, quick breads, yeast breads. But are there foods on your list that you want to make to give to others, to enjoy yourself, for a family gathering? Do you like to try new things? Well, I have a couple of suggestions. And some of these I've tried, some of these I've not, but I've seen them and I'm going, this could be interesting. So they're kind of on my list. One is an edible plate. Yep, an edible plate. And it uses the peppermint, round peppermint candies. Unwrap those, put them in a round pan on top of parchment paper. Springform pan is suggested, but you could do it in another round pan. And melt them in the oven, and they spread out, supposedly, and you end up with this red and white plate that you can arrange other kinds of goodies on. And then you can break it up and use the plate. Just sort of a conversation starter. People will want to know, what is this, and how did you do it, and just sort of a curiosity thing. So I think that would be kind of fun to try out, and that's on my list. Another item, I've been talking recently on Family Fun in the Kitchen as well as Backyard and Beyond about using your waffle iron. And I know some people got rid of them because they weren't using them very much, and we're discovering there's all kinds of uses. But this one actually is for waffles. During the holiday season, do you plan to have some special breakfast for your family or perhaps a brunch? Well, the waffle recipe that, again, I'm not going to give you. If you think it sounds interesting, you'd like to have it, just give me a call at KJN and I'll give it to you. But this time it actually is waffles, but One of the ingredients is sweet potatoes, and the suggestion is that it's served with a topping of blueberry sauce. Sounds like an interesting and pretty combination. So if you like to try out new things, maybe challenge your family members to see if they would like it. Well, that would be an interesting combination. Sweet potatoes, and they are cooked, mixed into the batter for waffles. And you probably could do it with pancakes too if you no longer have a waffle iron. And served with blueberry sauce. Interesting combination. Another item, and this reminds me of long ago, as well as some updated ideas, and that's using Rice Krispie mixture. You know, those Rice Krispie bars that you make. What could you do with those that are more holiday? Well, for some people, they don't need anything new. And probably the favorite of lots of people are actually the Scotcheroos year-round, a top favorite. But if you want to do something Christmassy, and the kids could help with at least some of these things. One is to go ahead and put them in a pan, just like you would, but not maybe thick. Maybe you want to use a bigger pan. And then use cookie cutters to cut out shapes. Especially Christmas trees are great because then you can decorate the Christmas trees. But perhaps you have some other Christmas-related shapes that you could cut out in the Rice Krispie bar pan. And decorate to make those Christmas kinds of things to put on plates. Things for, it adds color, it just adds a variety of texture, and it's fun for kids as well as everyone. So, of course, if you're cutting out Christmas tree shapes, you just add some frosting in strips for the strips that you would put on your tree ordinarily. Add some perhaps Red Hots or some sprinkles or whole host of ideas that you could use to decorate the tree. And kids could certainly have a great time doing that. Might get a little bit of eating along the way, but you know, after you cut it out, there's going to be those little pieces that are handy to eat right away. And the advantage of this and using this with kids is that the project is done when the Rice Krispie bars have cooled. Because another option is to actually make Christmas tree ornament shapes. But making little round balls, you do have to do that while the Rice Krispie mix is still at least somewhat warm. Might be a little warm for little hands. But adults could shape the balls different kinds of sizes and decorate them like Christmas balls, Christmas tree ornaments. Suggestion that you use little pieces of licorice to make the little hanger on it so it actually looks like a Christmas ornament. And then again, some frosting and some various kinds of candies to do the decorating. And then they're just, you know, I wouldn't recommend hanging them on the tree. They're just another attractive kind of something on a plate of goodies. And the kids have had fun working with them. Another idea, and this one is from long ago when an extension we were doing demonstrations for holiday ideas, and one of them I did was to make little wreaths. And I think I've seen these made out of cornflakes as well as the Rice Krispies because the cornflakes give a little bit different texture. But to make small little circles, you know, with a hole in it, so it looks like a round wreath, and then decorate with candies and frosting. And again, they look really pretty on the plate. Kids could help with that also, or you could just do it yourself and be creative and have a good time doing that. Lots of ideas out there. You probably have a ton of ideas you could share also to make the holiday season, the Christmas season, very special when it comes to food and family activities. So until next time, here's wishing you some happy holiday activities.